Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very wonderful, glorious day to each of you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing alternative answers and soulful living. And I hope that you are, I'm believing that you are fully conscious, awake and aware, here and now as we come together for the benefit of this teaching on peace, mind, and well-being. Woohoo! That's a long way around, I guess. I'm going to just grab my cup of tea here, and I have lit the candle and set the intention for today, this amazing day, where we're talking about the mystical experience. And, you know, I could probably just get rid of the word mystical, as that has definite connotations, maybe even a little bit of fear-provoking for some. But this experience that we call life is mystical and magical, miraculous and marvelous. How many other M words can I come up with today? And this week was an amazing week. Take a breath in. Hold it for an instant as we begin to just get to that very still, quiet space within where all is well. Breathing again into the body scape. Begin to hold that breath just for an instant or two. And as we exhale now, all the way down, down, down to the core of Mother Earth, where we see our rootedness, we see our connection. We ask for safety, guidance, and protection each and every day for those whom we love and everyone else. So as we're in this very relaxed state now, within the crystalline core now, feeling very grounded, connected. Begin to just breathe with the heartbeat of the earth. Begin to entrain with the Mother Earth energy, the goddess energy, the yin energy, the divinely feminine energy, the mother. And we just surrender to our ever so kind, loving, giving, receiving mother. Taking a breath, just letting go a bit more into a relaxation. Relaxation, reboot, or just surrendering a bit more with each exhalation. And we're witnessing the entire journey from a perspective of connected, grounded, loving light, powerful, dynamic. And now that we have given the mother, the receiver of maybe all of our fear, sadness, grief. We can also give the mother our joy and our love and our life, our gratitude. Also very grateful for all. Grateful for what we have right now, no matter what we may be perceiving, but allowing us ourselves to open up to a higher form of receiving. Something even better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just now begin to journey upward from this very grounded perspective. We're going to just breathe up. And let's just go right into our heart space and begin to bump that mid-chest area, the thymus, fifth chakra. The color is green coming in. Healing, healing, healing. The color is pink. Breathing out. We heal others, others, others. Those to whom we perceive as others, but we know we're just healing ourselves. It's all connected. And what I do to others, I do to myself. So may I love others and be willing to love myself just as I am here and now. Big deep breath in. Now breathe that energy, continue it upward and out through that crown center, that crown chakra. As we move all the way outward in the cosmos, end where there is no end, to beginning where we see our higher self communing with the Divine Father, the Yang energy, the masculine, the warrior energy, the wise warrior, who is kind and compassionate and cooperative and protective and absolutely open to receiving and giving wisdom and guidance and love and light. And as we imagine our higher self looking down upon, oh, our very human self, hello, human heart, the wounded parts. And we imagine the divine feminine looking up at, oh, our very human self, oh, the one who messed up 100 times yesterday, but maybe I'll only mess up 99 today. That's what I'm shooting for. That's my aim and my goal. And we imagine the divine masculine, the feminine, the yin, the yang energies now communing in that heart as we begin to recapture that yang energy, that divine masculine, that powerful protective energy coming into the heart, breathing in the green, healing holy, now breathing out the healing color of pink, filling your entire room. Your entire inner landscape, the room where you're sitting, it's now moving outward to the east and the west and the north and the south, above and below and center and within. May we see love and beauty within first so that we can see love and beauty without. Everywhere we look, we see the love and the beauty of our brokenhearted fellow travelers, and we now are healing. We now are holding a space for them to heal into, breathing that in. Squeeze the entire physical body. Engage that powerful pelvic point as we now just let that all go. Begin to be here now and receive this teaching today, on this day, at this moment in time, where life is occurring. Well, thank you so much for taking that experience with me, that energetic experience. It's opening up our imagination. And one of the greatest minds ever said imagination is more important than knowledge, because I can go anywhere in my imagination. And I can only go so far with knowledge. Many of us think that some of that knowledge that we carry that was transmitted to us by, maybe well-meaning teachers, parents, churches, adults. Ideally, they were well-meaning. Maybe what we learned in a book, maybe we have a degree on the wall, and that's very well and good for being dedicated to completion. You know, I'm dedicated to completing the teachings that I have received. I was dedicated to that, and I use them now. I take that knowledge now. My teachers, thank you, thank you, thank you. But we don't want to be static in that. We don't want to be stationary. We want to be fluid with the wisdom that's coming in. And just because they said it doesn't mean it's true, just because I'm offering you this teaching, you research for yourself. You begin to be your own investigator of other thoughts. Minding the matter. What have my last several hours, weeks, days, years, lifetimes of thoughts been? And can I look around now at all that my thoughts have created? Because that's exactly it. And because my thoughts might have been chaotic or angry or bitter or blissful, joyful, abundant, I look around and that's what I got. That's what I have. And aren't I so grateful for what I have and loving? And we love that. And we really love it. We say we love things. Oh, I love things. That is a true statement. You don't have to do much research on that, but the same is true for all the things that we're apathetic about, the things that we are less than blissful or joyful about. Because if we're talking about them, then we're loving them to the light. If we're talking about how awful our job is, what a terrible boss we have, the physical pain in our body, the emotional pain in our psyche, how terrible our marriage is, what an awful friend she is. And we get to experience more of that. We feel more of that. You know, you think about the last time somebody hacked you off, really hacked you off. You start telling the story, boy, you won't believe what she did, said, or looked like. Boy, yeah. And we continue to throw poison darts in that person's direction. They're not even in the same room, the same state, the same level of awareness as us. But we expect them to be because we think that our experience is everyone else's experience. And darn it, that's not true. Wouldn't it make things so much simpler if we were all vibrating at a frequency, the same frequency of desiring better for others by seeing the pure potential within ourselves so we can see it in others, breathe that in their direction instead of what a loser she is. What a freak show she is. The circus isn't even in town. Believe me, I've been accused many times of having my own freak show going, and I kind of like my freak show. She says, sitting alone on top of a mountain. I understand why we seek the solace. And the desire now to have another awareness, to see something even greater, not just within ourselves, but the potential to be within others. And that is what we are creating. Every day we are creating. Every day we are weaving. Are we weaving the light or are we weaving the dark? Depends on what we're thinking, depends on what we're feeling. It depends on what knowledge we're putting to use based upon what we were taught or indoctrinated in or whatever that is. Remember, we learn what we live, not just children, although that's where the seeds are planted. seeds are planted. And we know that there are mysterious seeds being planted in these many innocent beings. And we know that the awareness that we have, you know, the energy is just always there. Wherever we're vibrating it from, it's there. It's there. And it's either receiving love and light or it's not. I'm transmitting love and light. I'm asking to receive love and light. I really can't receive love and light if I'm filling my time, my misperception of time, my mind, my home, my body, things that are less than love and light. And that can be really a challenge because, you know, we used to be, you used to be so fun. You used to party all night long. Woohoo! Boy, what happened to you? And it's the happening. It is the shift. It's a withdrawal from so much of the very noisy, very loud, very boisterous. Maybe not so blissful frequency and vibration. Many things that we may feel are less than light, less than loving, less than kind. Remember, if you're teasing me, both of us must be laughing. And if we're gossiping about others, they know it, don't they? If we're complaining, then what we're really doing is we're feeding that wolf, aren't we? If we're in our gratitude, if we're grateful, if we're profoundly grateful, then we're feeding that wolf, aren't we? So, if we're seeking alternative answers so that we can be full of soul, so that we can live with peace of mind, if we can live with purpose and prosperity of great thoughts and awesome health and wonderful relationships, first, everything else occurs more and more simply. Of course, if anything that we're doing is causing us profound angst, well, let's assume that we're aware first that angst is what is being caused by, I don't know, maybe living with a very angry person or a very critical person or a very passive-aggressive person, or someone who is addicted. Someone who is not kind, belittling, demeaning. We must witness from within what is going on without, right? If we don't go within, we go without, right? That's something that I love to say, and people don't understand the without. I could say the outward. If we don't go within, then the outward becomes just creation by fluke. Although I think fluke is a happy coincidence. We had that in Scrabble one night. I'll have to think of that. So maybe we don't want to use fluke because if it's a happy coincidence, that's synchronicity, happy coincidence. If things are happening, or as Abraham says, if if we're not deliberately intending, if I'm not taking just a few moments, because remember, we're moving beyond the effects of time and space. So if I just correct my energy for, let's say, 17 seconds, it only takes 17 seconds. But if I can hold that feeling for, let's say, 90 seconds, three times a day, just breathing and being and looking inside. People are like, why do you look inside? Why do you look inside? They're expecting to see, like, all these glands and organs and, ooh, there's blood in there. It's, ooh, it's messy. No, the inside is exactly what is what you see if you were to go out on the darkest, clearest night. It's just molecules in space. It's just leptons and space. It's just the matter of the frequency that is filling that space, and the frequency that we are now putting into that space is our love and light. So as we take a breath now and withdraw from without that outward world and begin to assume the position of within, that witness. It creates a little more space. Well, what do I want more space for? The soul is ever expanding. The soul's desire is more space. To fill with light, to fill with love. Love and light and God and soul and heaven and source all vibrate the same frequency. So the number 8, infinite. So whatever we are perceiving at this moment in time is what we allowed ourselves to receive. As Carolyn Miss calls it, it was an agreement. It was an agreement we made. And Dr. Sue Mortar shares that, I love it, the bus stop conversation, our soul's agreement. And because the language is mysterious and we're expecting to hear words of like, go down the street, take a left, and there's your dharma. There's your purpose. It's behind the, you know, the red door. Maybe it's behind the green door. I don't know. that is the direction comes from the silence, from the stillness, from relaxation. Everybody says, oh, I can't relax. I can't take a nap. Oh, my God, if I relax, I'm a bad person. Well, how's all that gripping and clenching working for you? How's all the grinding of the teeth? How's all the stomach upset and the insomnia and the migraine headaches and, you know, the lashing out at your innocent children and the flipping off of your fellow traveler on the road, giving them the single inverted peace sign, as I used to refer to it and administer regularly when I was living in maybe a few big cities. And if we were to just take those precious moments for ourselves first thing in the day, midday, at the end of the day, being just so profoundly grateful, thank you, thank you, thank you, home safe and sound, all my loved ones, home safe and sound, thank you to all the kindness I experienced today, thank you for allowing me to express my kindness by holding open the door or allowing someone else to go in line ahead of me or smiling at someone and looking at them in their eyes and saying, hey, hello, friend. In this Cosby's famous line. And we choose to do that or not. We get to choose every day, all day. that becomes the frequency. So we're choosing thoughts of goodness and kindness and compassion and empathy and fun and frivolity and light and merrymaking, wonderful things. Or we can choose criticism and judgment and condemnation and finger-pointing and public shaming or private shaming, whatever it is that, you know, is not really helping the situation. We get to choose. And based upon what we choose right now, this breath, this moment in time, when we go to catch that breath, it will be there for us, kindness, compassion, love and light, understanding, wisdom, guidance, protection, fun. Or not. We get to choose. So if I'm feeling, then, after thinking those thoughts, whatever those thoughts are, I have 60,000 of them at each and every day. All those thoughts that I'm thinking are contributing to or contaminating at any given moment. My body, my mind, and it reverberates out there into the collective. And so if my attention is on hating them because they're them and not me, or not we, whoever them and we are, they and we, then they're receiving that. And they're perceiving that through the lens of their life experience and perception. And maybe they are on the verge. You know, wherever, any moment in time, we're on the verge of expansion and breakthrough or collapse and crisis. You know, we say hallelujah to the collapse and crisis sometimes because, well, all times, because it will open us up to more, ideally, more expansion and love and light. But if my version of love and light is not that, something darker, more sinister, oy vey, then that's how I will respond. With any of the tools that I have in my hands or in my mind or in my realm here, I will use them. So we pick up the tools, techniques, technologies, and teachings of peace of mind and well-being and groundedness while the forces of chaos continue to swirl. We keep our head covered and we move forward with joy and life, peace of mind, duck. Whenever anything is coming in our direction, we deflect. We dance with the light into a higher frequency, and we move forward, holding that vibration for all our fellow travelers to step into their own truth and power with a capital T and align to that and allow something even greater to move them forward as we choose to now shift into a new light and new consciousness with this breath. This moment in time, this point of power, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing alternative answers, soulful living. I'm wishing you well today. May you be divinely guided, directed, protected, effective in all you choose to do. Namaste.